Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is Andrew Callahan of the Herald with Rich Keefe last night. And boy, I'll tell you what, this Herald article by Andrew Callahan and by Karen Grigian in the Herald today, Curtis, is something to unpack. I will say it's all anonymous sources. But I would trust that what you're reading is has been said.
These two people are not, and no disrespect to Volan, they are not going off DMs. I'm telling you, as somebody who has seen, especially Karen, Andrew too, but Karen in a locker room, she has her sources, and these are legit.
It is the piece is called "Inside the Most Dysfunctional Patriots Season Under Bill Belichick." Quote: "I've never seen anything like it." And it is, I don't know where you begin. It's very interesting to me that they suggest that the issues between Mac Jones and the coaching staff began around the time in late spring where Mac Jones told the media that he would teach Joe Judge. And that apparently irked everybody that Mac Jones would dare to say that. They then go on to
wait. Bill Belichick doesn't know about anything in the media. He doesn't care about what people say. Why, Curtis? Why are you making a mountain out of a molehill?
Somebody's throwing Mac under the bus.
They then go on to detail countless times in practice.
Oh yeah,
where the relationship between Mac Jones and Joe Judge would escalate into an expletive-filled verbal argument between the two.
Wow. Yeah.
More than
if I were Mac Jones, I would just keep yelling, "Daniel Jones looks totally different this year. Wonder what changed, Einstein."
The quote that stood out to me,
yeah,
a lot of guys would ask, well, what's going to happen if the defense does this? And you would see they hadn't really accounted for that yet. And they'd say, we'll get to that when we get to that. Yeah. That type of attitude got us in trouble.
Well, the quote that stands out to me from another source is, I love Coach Belichick, but he effed us.
I mean, because you say they throw Mac under the bus, they sure do. But you know who the big loser here? William Belichick.
Oh yeah. So one source. Sometimes I wonder, like, are we trying to screw up on purpose?
Yeah.
Oof. Woo!
And now I believe the reporting. I don't know who it was. It wasn't Volan. That's someone I'll never believe. But the reporting that Mac may have considered demanding a trade had this staff remained intact next season. Don't you believe that now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's stated right here. Mac didn't like him, one source says, at all. Judge would speak extra loudly in meetings, trying to project like he was the guy. And I think that kind of rubbed people the wrong way. A lot of people were frustrated with Judge. A third source added.
So what?
But how can you trust Bill in any capacity to hire offensive coaches? I mean, this better be Bill O'Brien's job, but if you knew this was a dumpster fire in July, why did you ruin the season?
Well, because somebody says later on in the piece that by the end of the season, they were making 1,000 adjustments instead of building them in at the beginning of the season. And they talk about guys at training camp wondering when they were going to get to installs. Like, they're like, you know,
That's funny just thinking about it. All right, how many drills are we going to run? When are we going to actually start installing some of the offense? Are we just going to run, you know, 10-yard out routes all day?
Oh, and this
wild.
This article saying that Ramondre Stevenson was hurt more than he let on. He wore down by the end of the season. Like, this is...
Bill don't like this here.
No.
Ooh, Billy ain't going to like this. And poor Mac Jones, somebody threw him right under the bus.
Well, in what way?
Because the part where it said Mac Jones, Mac didn't like him, one source said, at all.
About Joe Judge.
Yeah.
So why would you like Joe Judge if you're Mac Jones?
No, it's not that you would like him.
You're Mac Jones. You're in your second season. You're showing up at training camp. You made it to the playoffs. You lost badly to Buffalo. And you're raring to go. And they're not installing an offense.
Right, but who's the only player that's being named in this?
Well, Mac, but here's the situation.
Now, Kendrick Bourne is in there as well.
Right, but the Judge quote you guys referenced, speaking loudly at meetings, trying to make him sound like the guy, doesn't that just fit him to a T? Like, okay, here, it's going to be an I formation. We're going to get the tackle pulling to the right, okay? Like, everybody's sitting there like, we've won Super Bowls, you dolt.
Maybe that's why he was so happy when Zappy threw touchdowns, Joe Judge. And we were like, why is he so happy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But what a absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah, it looks bad on, like you said, William Belichick.
It's like... Like you can look at it from the outside, like it's like one of my biggest irrational fears, which is that I'm on a plane and something happens to the pilot and I have to try to land the thing. It's like that's what it was with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Like Bill's like shoving them into the cockpit, like, all right, you're just gonna have to figure out how to land this thing,
right? And there's four pilots sitting right there as he's shoving them to him.
Right.
That could probably land the plane, no problem.
Do you think Bill looks at this article and can pick out who these sources are?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, do you think he can?
Yeah.
I think Bill, I think Bill has his, you know, I've told you this before. Bill has these spies everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know how he, but there's moles and spies everywhere. And when you have, like, something like this that comes out and, like Curtis said, it looks bad on Bill. It's like a dumpster fire. You got... If they're saying in practice or in meetings, these guys are yelling and MF each other, like Bill knows about this, right? So he knows that this stuff is going on and it's now being leaked out there. And that's the one thing Bill hates more than anything is like, let's keep our dirty laundry in house. And now it's all getting leaked out there because of sources. And if you're Mac Jones, you probably feel bad because, well, I'm the one getting thrown under the bus. You don't think Bill's looking at it like, well, maybe I might have been leaking some of these things.
I feel like this has to be Mac Jones being the one leaking these things.
Right?
Like, this is all to paint the coaches as inept and moronic.
He doesn't have to do... Everybody could see that they were
inept. I know, but to go even further, he needs to... Like, in my opinion, I think he needs to... Or he feels the need to try and cleanse himself of some of the ineptitude that was the coaches last year, and he has to sling this mud because there's so many people that have jumped on the Me and Wiggy train it's all Mac Jones' fault.
With regard, this is amazing, with regard to the Thursday night home loss to Buffalo, several sources believed that Matt Patricia had called the game scared to avoid getting blown out.
We said that the next day.
Right.
I mean, it is, and the thing that's just most befuddling is that what is Bill Belichick's calling card? In-game adjustments, halftime, getting things ready for the second half, game plan specific offense and defense schemes. He has this dumpster fire in his backyard in the summer and does nothing to extinguish it. Like, how can you explain it?
It was a colossal mistake on his part. And you know what? I was the trust in Bill guy. Like, if he's going to do this, he must have it figured out. I was so wrong about that. Like, it is, those two are going to be on his headstone as the biggest mistake he ever made in coaching.
But the situation here, and there's still people in the Twitch chat that say we're making these up. I mean, making the stories up that this is all fake news. I don't know.
Befuddling is making up stories and then pushing them as fact. What are they talking? It's a
I'm not gonna look
okay.
Up
well, you're, it's a, first of all, it's a Herald piece, not Curtis or I making this up. I don't know. Maybe everybody's lying, and the anonymous sources that the Herald have are lying.
It's really sad that grown people can't accept realities, and I both mean in politics and in sports. You know, there are outcomes. You deal with it, and you move forward. And in this situation, the fact that they just ruined an entire year, and it's not a mistake, Greg, to be fair. If I drove drunk every day, every time I drove drunk, it was a mistake. It was against the law.
So you're saying he could have corrected it? He couldn't correct it in the season.
Of course he could have at any point.
Yeah, he probably could have did something. But this goes to show, and I agree with Shime, this has just driven the wedge even further between Mac and Bill.
I want to talk about that.
Because there's one quote in here that it shows this. There's a really good chance this came from Mac.
You have a quote that shows that.
I believe that.
I want to get to that coming up next. And I want to remind you that if for whatever reason you cannot listen to this show or this station on the radio, you can stream it every day at WEEI.com. Or you can download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY and listen to us at any time from anywhere. You can also go back and listen to an interview or a segment that you may have missed. Like if you missed Mike Milbury, you can go back and listen to that whenever you want on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.